This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. 10 people are dead and another 10 wounded in a shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration in the Los Angeles area Saturday night. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
LA County Sheriff Robert Luna says it happened at a ballroom dance club in Monterey Park.
We don't know if this is specifically a hate crime defined by law, but who walks into a dance hall and guns down 20 people? The description we have now is of a male Asian.
He says 20 minutes later and 2 miles away, an Asian male went into another ballroom dance club with a weapon.
Some individuals wrestled the firearm away from him.
Again, he fled. Luna says they're investigating a possible connection. Representative Judy Chu says the Lunar New Year is supposed to be a time of celebration for the Asian American community.
This tore a hole through all of our hearts.
I'm Julie Walker.
California police hunting that gunman broke into a van after a lengthy standoff Sunday, with televised footage showing the driver apparently dead. The manhunt began 12 hours earlier after a man described by police as Asian began firing at a club in Monterey Park, a city in Los Angeles County. No word yet if these two people are the same person. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said the White House will provide full support to authorities in California. She turned her attention to the shooting while at another event in the U.S. state of Florida.
Do want to address the tragedy of what happened in my home state in Monterey Park, California. A time of a cultural celebration, and yet another community has been torn apart by senseless gun violence.
This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced the dismissal of his deputy minister on Sunday following allegations over embezzlement of funds outlined for rebuilding the country. Speaking in his evening address, he also highlighted a visit from former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to Kyiv on Sunday. He said together the pair visited a university in the capital. That was a symbolic visit as it took place on Ukraine's Unity Day. The Russian Parliament speaker has warned countries supplying Ukraine with more powerful weapons are risking their own destruction. The message follows new pledges of armored vehicles, air defense systems, and other weapons for Ukraine's military, but not the battle tanks that Kyiv has requested. Russia's State Duma chairman said Sunday the West could expect a, quote, global tragedy that would destroy their countries, end quote, if they continue to supply Ukraine with powerful weapons. Somalia's government says 5 civilians were killed when al-Qaeda-linked extremists stormed a regional government office in the capital. The founder of an ambulance service told the Associated Press his team collected at least 16 wounded people from the scene of Sunday's attack. A staff member at the Banadir Regional Administration headquarters said the attack began with a suicide bombing before gunmen entered and exchanged fire with security guards. The staffer says security forces rescued most of the people inside the building. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility for the attack. Hundreds of people gathered on the lawn of Elvis Presley's estate in the U.S. city of Memphis in Tennessee Sunday to pay their last respects to his only child, daughter Lisa Marie Presley. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
That's Billy Corgan performing at Lisa Marie Presley's funeral at Graceland. Alanis Morissette and Axl Rose also performed. Presley died January 12th. Her mother, Priscilla Presley, read a poem that her daughter had written.
She knew that I loved her. I fear I'll never touch her, but the old soul is always with me. She doesn't drift above.
Lisa Marie was laid to rest at Graceland's Meditation Garden, where her father and her son are buried. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Lisa Marie died at the age of 54 after being rushed to the hospital for cardiac arrest. If you'd like to know more about this story or any of the stories we're covering today, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.